Just want to sell old Betsy. You're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back in the show. Road Trip author, The Good Words Book for Success, Rick Randall is on the line with us. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Randy.
Hey, Rick, I wanted to have you on because on Fridays, I like to end the week, this last half hour, with some, I guess, laid back, kind of easygoing, informative way to be able to say, guys, we're done for the week. We've done a great job. We now want to get some wise words from Rick Randall just to give us some motivation, make us feel good heading into the weekend. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to just basically ask Rick to share anything you'd like to talk about. Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success, of course, is what we hope people will buy. But you've got so much life experience and you've got so many things to say. I just want to be able to let you go and just basically make us feel good on Fridays.
You know, that was perfect. And I thank you. And that sure is my goal. And so definition of hope is positive expectation. Positive is confidence. Expectation is the outcome. So hope means you have confidence in the outcome. So when I say, I hope that this does exactly what you said and makes you feel good. It makes you think a little bit and also facilitates just a much better day. So, the word that I want to start with is the definition of success. And so, I was going to back up the purpose of this book. I want to say this also. When you've heard the saying that if only I knew then what I know now. And so that was the reason really behind the book. I left an exit interview at the high school and seniors talking about their lives, and it was exciting, and they were confident, and they were fired up, and it was good. And I thought, you know what? If they just had a guide, if they just again knew then what we know now. And so I came up with success is the word for today. And the definition of success in my mind is overcoming. And so you mentioned it just about, you got through the week, you did it, you know, you can go to the mirror and give yourself a high five and an I love you and ready for the next day and the next week ahead. But success is positive outcome. It's good fortune, achievement, conquest, triumph, victory. And this is essentially what I did in the book is I basically went to the thesaurus and I looked up the word and then I jumped on a bunch of other words. So then I added a few, but happiness, peaceful, realizing our blessings, gratitude for life and love and living, so important when you wake up and realize that I got another day, I got another shot at it. I heard a quote somewhere that was just, every day is a new day to a wise man. And you think, okay, I got another shot at it. Compassion, a core full of love, and then I've got the line, it is all about love. And there's a lot of truth to that. We'll do love next week, but what a great word that is and a concept that we should all know and use and feel. But when you know this and feel this, you'll know success. My number one definition of success is overcoming. Overcome doubt, fear of failure, over doubt, come doubt in yourself. Believe in yourself. So important. Success starts with having goals. We talked about this. It's amazing when I do and when I don't, what happens on the following day. If I sit down at night and write down tomorrow on paper and put it out there, and then, you know, the next day you've got this little list, and it's like I say, it just organizes your day, or at least puts down things to do for the day, and as a result, you're way more productive, and it feels so much better. You're not kind of scrambling around. So you think about overcoming any obstacles, challenges along the way, add determination, persistence, and faith and belief. And you will be successful if your intentions are positive and if you're learning all on the way. And that is so important, and that's a word in the book is listen, and just listen and learn. But true success is what we learn as we are doing, and as we are learning, we are growing. And then I write this line, is, are you successful? And the next word is absolutely, you know. And so I'm trying to infuse and pump you up with just good stuff and belief. So read the book, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, and practice living good words. Good words gets you good at success by overcoming. And you mentioned this probably, I don't know, several weeks ago, Randy, you talked about choices. And last week I talked about words, and that's really what the book is all about, is just a variety of 107 words.
Yeah. And,
so the choices, right, that we make are based on the words. And last week we talked about the words are tools, and then the tools that we use, and that they determine our choices. And then life is about the choices that we make. And then the choices that we make are determined by the words that we know and use. And that's the basis of the book. It's just, I put all kinds of really good words in it. You know, we could talk about mojo and spirit also. This is fun because I wrote this poem for Succeed. And this is just a good thing that we think about when we're younger. He was obviously successful. You should have seen his car. The older fella sitting next to me started laughing really hard. When he finally stopped laughing, he turned and looked at me. What does success mean to you? I will try to help you and see. Success is about overcoming life's challenges along the way. Success is overcoming the obstacles of every day. Success is about loving life and dancing on the bus. Success is about every moment, and overcoming is what it does. You ask me what success is, and I smile and look at you. Success is just an attitude. Overcoming is what you do. Randy, you've had all kinds of situations. You and I are same vintage. I mean,
yep.
think about the things that you have overcome in your life, overcome that you might have worried about beforehand or were concerned about. And if you go back, you think, my goodness, you know, I've had so many successes, if we use the definition overcoming, because overcoming is also failure, and overcoming failure, right?
So, absolutely. You know, absolutely. So, well, you know, and on that point, Rick, as I'm listening to you, it also triggers my belief that I've always had, and I want you to get, you can kind of respond to this as far as being an optimist or a pessimist. You know, my coworkers would come to me over the years, oh, we got a problem. And my immediate comeback, no, we don't have a problem. We have an opportunity to overcome an obstacle that would stop most people.
Yes.
You know, it's almost like an attitude thing, Rick, where I'm a internal optimist. I've never been a pessimist. I've never had negative thinking. It's just not in my DNA. I refuse for it to be part of my being. But it's so hard to be constantly optimistic and always upbeat and thinking it, you know, like you say in your book, quite a few of your words, overcoming and just saying, no, I'm not going to allow this negativity to enter my thinking.
So that was one of the words in the book is fortitude. And that's where I say, okay, you know, when do you give up? And you go, well, you don't give up, right? You don't give up. And there's always a way. And that's what's so amazing. It goes back to what you believe in to begin with, you know. And that's where a bag full of good words, you just went through several, just in our conversation. Suddenly, there's three or four words in our conversation that are in the book that just show up.
Yeah.
And it's just, that's kind of the whole purpose of why I wrote it. And then, like you say, here, I gave a friend of mine, he was just a little on the negative side. We had to talk him into doing everything. You know, come on, let's go do this. You know, we're young guys and we're excited. And he wasn't sure. And so for his birthday, I gave him the word yes, another word in the book. And I said, here, Matt. Here's a good word for you, just a good gift for you. Just try using this. And what's interesting is when you use the word yes, you know, you say yes first, and then you figure out how to fix it. Back to the problems or challenges or obstacles. Henry Kaiser, I think, was the one. He says challenges or problems are just opportunities in work clothes. And you go, yeah, no kidding. And again, you know, it just goes back to one, your attitude. You mentioned that word also, first word in the
sure.
book.
Yeah.
And you talk about what's your attitude. And last week, the poem I wrote was, or read was, you know, are you winning, are you losing it? You know, which way are you rowing? You know, are you positive in your direction? And I wrote that too, light on or light off. That's also in the book, is, you know, positive or negative. And you're a realist. And I go, well, you're a realist. You're real negative. And I'm a realist. I'm real positive. And so,
yeah, so, exactly.
How do you want your life experience to be, you know?
Well, that's and that point right there is what exactly I think getting this book and sitting down and reading it. And then I'm now, like I told you last week, I'm using it kind of like a daily devotional where I just grab it. You know, I just flick to a page and it's like, it's amazing. So far for this past week, I haven't landed on the same page yet. And it goes to a word for the day. And it's like, how interesting. I had a big meeting, big, huge, gigantic meeting in Traverse City, Wednesday afternoon, 2 o'clock. And I grabbed the book on Wednesday morning before the show, and it said, you know, opportunity. And I'm like, okay, wait a minute. This is amazing, having to do with success and having opportunities and being able to do it. And here it is, biggest meeting of my life this week happened in Traverse City. I mean, it was life-changing. And and it's like, you know what? I believe your book created it, led to that meeting, Rick, because the guy said to me, in order to even set up the meeting with him, he goes, man, you just sound so positive. You have so much good energy over the phone. I want to shake your hand and look you in the eye. And that was like,
Randy, yeah. That's the best thing that anybody could say to you, in my opinion. And just think, and then he starts thinking that way too. And it's contagious as can be, you know, good energy, positive energy, love, light. It's just, it's contagious. And when you do it and then he does it. So that's Mark Victor Hansen had a cool thing. It was a one mind awake awakens another. A second mind awakens his brother. And next thing you know, there is the whole town is awake. Well, I wrote it in light. I kind of borrowed his program, but I just changed the word to light. And I go, one light on lights up another, and the second light on lights up a brother. Next thing you know, there's light all around, positive energy all over the town. And it's a grassroots thing. And this book is just a guide, like you say. It's a guide. It's a roadmap for your road trip. And it's about having just my word I was going to use too. I'll bring that in next time, the next segment. But on spirit, and I just wrote a cool book or a cool poem about spirit. But just the word spirit, you know. And I wrote the book a long time ago, and I was giving it to patients. That wasn't this book. This is definitely a much bigger, better book. But it was the start, you know. And I gave it to just a really respected patient of mine, John, and he was a life coach. And he goes, oh, you're missing one word. I said, oh, John, tell me, please. And he goes, spirit. You have to have spirit in there. And so I took his advice, and I added spirit to my list of words. And there it is.
We'll use that word to close with today. But just to prove my point, Wednesday, October 8th, turn to page 75 in the book. Opportunity, buddy. It was right there. And that was awesome. six hours before my meeting. We're going to talk with Dr. Rick Randall, the author of Road Trip. Final segment. We'll be right back.
The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
Folks out there that own firearms are looking to buy a new or used gun or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the show. Final segment of this week. We're going to end it with Rick Randall giving us a word, talking about it, the definition, hopefully the poem he wrote in the book Road Trip. Go ahead, Rick.
Sure. So the word we're using is spirit. And so spirit, I again pick out a bunch of words. It's your soul juice. It's the energy for your life and love and living. It's vital essence, mind, disposition, your mood. And I think there's only one mood, and it's a good mood. Feelings, energy, vigor, zest, liveliness, animation, vitality, enthusiasm. I'll keep going. Drive, zeal, will. I wrote all these words. And so there are a lot of, those are a lot of great possibilities of what spirit might look like. Everyone has spirit. What does your spirit look like? How does it feel to you? How does your spirit impact other people? And Randy, that was a great example of your Wednesday and your day and meeting someone. And I mean, that's a number one goal in my life. I guess that you're the one that just kind of revealed it just now, is if people just said, man, you just made such a positive difference. Where'd you get that energy? And that's another word in the book about juice. And so, where'd that juice come from? But spirit is alive. It's full of enthusiasm and it's full of willpower. Indomitable spirit. I have a lot of words in the book that aren't part of the words that are in the book, but I got the stage set for the second book already, because there's so many words in there that you could use to put another book out there. But it's just about impossible. Babe Ruth said this. It's just about impossible to beat an energy that will not give up. Imagine facing that challenge. You know, your grit, your girth. You know, you're wrestling with a bear, and that bear just—he's not stopping you. Like, you better get the heck out of there. But anyways, imagine facing that challenge. Be that determination, grit, tenacity, success, overcoming, indomitable, conquer, can. Now that's the spirit. And then my power statement is: your spirit lights up your success. So then here's the poem that goes with it. She was a pretty small girl, but her spirit was large. I knew when I met her that she was in charge. She was determined and passionate. The obstacles didn't matter. She'd make the world better. Let her be the batter. She said if we live by the law of love, the world would be better, certainly, because when I asked her how she thought it should go, she said it is all about love and kindness, you know. Her spirit was buzzing and was dialed up high. She would definitely succeed with whatever she tried. And I think when you bring that kind of energy to your day, whether you're with anybody or not, just the energy in your day, you get a little pop in your step. You know, you're happy to be alive. You're excited about what might happen. And when you feel like that and are like that, then that's what shows up in your life. And then because we have this bag of words like success and overcoming, then when stuff shows up in your life that is a challenge, then you go, man, I got this. I can figure this out. And there was a good quote by Walter Russell. And he says, you learn how to do things in the doing of it. And it is absolutely true. The most important part is just get started and begin and believe. So, yeah.
Very good. Spirit, excellent.
Keep your spirit on high, Randy. That's for sure.
Rick, how do people get the book? What would be the best way? What would you like people to do?
I think the best way, the easiest way is just use your browser and Google Road Trip Likely to Succeed A to Z, and then it will bring up the book and where you can buy it. Of course, Amazon. It's on Amazon. So that's so easy for most people, but I was just giving you options out there. But you go to Amazon and look up Road Trip Likely to Succeed A to Z. And then the other thing, go to your bookstore, local bookstore, and say, hey, we got a great book here. We just need to carry it. And I'm pretty certain, they just told me again, that retailers get like a 40% discount when they order the book. So, you know, they're going to make decent money on the book if yes. they order the book and provide it for you. So,
absolutely.
So that's my advice is it's out there. The internet's got it all on there.
Right.
And I sure appreciate it if you go take the effort and buy it and then give a positive review, please. That would be awesome. But only give me a positive review if you think it's a positive.
Yeah. All right, sir. Well, we yes. appreciate you, Rick, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
Very good. Thank you very much, Randy.
Have a good
weekend,
sir.
Guys. You too.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Bye now.
One of the things I want to wrap up with is we have two events tomorrow. I want to just make sure you guys are aware. If you're in the Gaylord area or up in the UP, you're coming down to Gaylord. South location of the Iron Pig is doing their first annual Harvest Day event. It's going to be at the pavilion starting at 2 o'clock. It's going to go until 7. Free event, open to the public. Bring your kids. They've got bouncy house. They've got an arcade trailer. All kinds of things. A petting zoo. They got pony rides. They got everything. Plus, if you purchase for just $10, you'll be able to be part of the pig roast. They're actually going to be roasting two pigs outside. They've got all the fixings that go with it. Of course, you can buy your own adult beverage, whatever you'd like. But it's going to be from 2 to 7 tomorrow, Old 27, U.S. 27 Highway. You get off of I-75 at mile marker 279, head south 1 mile. Again, Iron Pig South location. That is tomorrow. Also, later tomorrow afternoon, I'm going to be down at Liberty Mountain, USA. This is the largest outdoor event and concert venue in North America. The owners have told me that this airplane hangar with the stage, the sound system, can reach and hold 40,000 people. If you guys have ever been to Pine Knob, the pavilion has the roof over it where you have the seating. Well, they have a area of seating that is there that will hold 1,000 people without a roof. And then the lawn area of Pine Knob, multiply it by about 30. They literally have a ski mountain that just rolls right up to a peak. And that sound just travels right up the mountain. They said they have room for parking. They have room for 40,000 people. We've already talked to Jelly Roll, and we've already talked to Kid Rock. We're going to be doing a concert with them next year. But they have a sneak preview tomorrow. Gates open at 4. Tours at 5. Two bands live concert at 7. Food, drinks, come party, Liberty Mountain, USA. That's it for this week. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM WC Schweiz Sheboygan. Have a great weekend, everybody. And go Tigers!
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun.